so I'm going to talk today about seeking heavenly wisdom. Typically, I don't know if it's the same with everybody, but for me, especially if you need to make a really big decision, it kind of becomes a really big process. You're weighing the pros and the cons. You're asking somebody who has experienced their opinion and their advice. You're brainstorming. You're asking your peers whether they're wise or not, what they would do in that situation. And that's kind of what your brain is doing. You're trying to figure out the best way to solve a problem or answer a question that would be what you would feel is good. I have to admit that most of the time whenever I'm stumped, that's whenever I'm saying, okay, God, I don't know what to do here. I need your wisdom and I need your guidance. But what God is telling me is that I need to seek him first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then it will be given unto you. So it makes sense to ask God first before we do anything else, especially because when we make our own conclusions to something that we feel is good, in Proverbs 14:12 and 16:25, word for word, the same scripture, when King Solomon is talking about being wise, he says, "There is a way that appears to be right, but in the end, it leads to death." So God made us. He knows that we are intelligent people, and in that word it says, it will appear to be right to you. It's going to be very, very hard for you to distinguish between what is right and what leads to death without God's wisdom. Let's talk about what the world thinks wisdom is. My favorite thing that was in our dictionary, I think it was in Webster's, wisdom is a disposition to find the truth coupled with an optimum judgment as to what action should be taken. And we as Christians know that God's word is truth and what God says is true. Yes. So it's amazing to me that our dictionary is saying, seek God and discernment to be wise. Yes. So in the Bible, in James 13, his definition of wisdom from above is first of all pure. It is also peace-loving, gentle at all times, and willing to yield to others. It is full of mercy and the fruit of good deeds. It shows no favoritism and is always sincere. And one major other reason why I think we need to seek God's wisdom first is because I feel that God is saying, I want my voice being heard. I want you to hear my wisdom and speak it out so that whenever all these droves of people that everyone is talking about are coming in, we are using God's wisdom and he is saying, that's my voice. That's what I wanted to say and that's good for you for listening to me. So how do we get it? The simplest answer how to get God's wisdom is to ask for it. In James 1:5, it says, if you are lacking wisdom, ask God who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you or him. So it's basically saying, even if you are an imperfect person, if you ask, God will give you generously, which means abundantly. He won't just give you a little nugget. He's going to just download wisdom to you. So that's simple. Ask God in your prayers for the wisdom, and he'll give it to you. In 1 Corinthians 2:10, it says, the Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. For who knows a person's thought except the person's own spirit within? In the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. We have not received the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, and that we might understand what God has freely given us. So we know that the Spirit is like the go-between between us and God. He hears those deep mysteries and secrets, and it says in the word that the Spirit speaks the truth. It's just what they talked about in that video. So if we begin to have a deeper relationship with God and the Holy Spirit, we'll be able to hear that wisdom and to be able to discern what's God's voice in the midst of the decisions we're making. We also need a discerning heart in every situation, because sometimes if we're not used to listening to God, we need to train ourselves what that voice is. Is it me? Is it the enemy? Is it God? So we're asking for discernment. We need to ask God and we need to give God the credit. Whenever we know that we've even blown our own minds with whatever wisdom has come out of us and people are saying, oh my gosh, how did you come up with that answer? You have to give God the credit and he will bless you.